Hello again, listeners. Philip Greenlee here. You know, the moral fabric of society is tearing apart. Murder and robbery are commonplace. So, where is the peace? Peace of mind is hard to find in today's world. But the world's peace is really not true peace. I'm going to read John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You know, when Jesus was telling the disciples about the Holy Spirit, you know, he was telling them that, you know, they could find that true peace through him. You know, Jesus gives us a different peace than the peace found in this world. True peace comes from Jesus, a peace of mind and heart. Okay, next I'm going to read Matthew 11:28-30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's a popular scripture there that, you know, we talk about when we're weary and everything. But, you know, when we give our burdens to Jesus and allow him to guide us, you know, we will find that rest and, you know, that peace. And this is perfect peace. It's true peace, you know. Well, my next scripture is going to be John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now, Jesus, he was trying to explain, you know, to the disciples, you know, what a little while was. You know, when he was saying that, in a little while you will not see me, and then in a little while you will see me again, you know, when he was saying all that. But, what they, you know, he was saying, you know, there would be grief, but it would turn to joy, you know. And as Jesus, you know, becomes part of our daily lives, our worries begin to disappear. The next scripture I'm going to read is Romans 8:5-8. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, They that are in the flesh cannot please God. So, you know, what Paul was saying here, he was telling the Romans, you know, about the Holy Spirit, you know, and that just, you know, that you can't be, you know, doing, you know, all these old things of the flesh and be with the Spirit, you know. So we want to remember that, you know, we can't allow our old sinful nature to control us, you know, if we want to experience true peace. And I did want to add this, that, you know, the Holy Spirit doesn't make it impossible for believers to sin, of course, but the Holy Spirit does make it possible for believers to resist the power of sin. I just wanted to add that in. And my next scripture is going to be Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Okay, here Paul, you know, in his letter to the Colossians, he was given some rules, you know, kind of like for holy living. You know, back then, you know, they did have a lot of stuff going on, you know, but in today's world, it is hard to keep all these things that we have, you know, from crowding out, you know, God's peace. Many people today are so caught up in their pursuit of peace that they have forgotten that, you know, Jesus had already given, you know, a gift to them. They just simply need to open their gift, you know. A quote from St. Augustine many years ago, "Our souls are restless until they find their rest in God." Basically, Augustine was the father of the Latin Catholic Church. It's way back in the 300, 400s, you know, centuries back then, but that was a long time ago, you know, and of course, I don't agree with all of his beliefs and all that, but that quote is true. You know, it's just, our souls are restless until they find their rest in God. God has given us parameters, you know. We can't find true peace outside of those parameters, you know. So let's unwrap our gift by studying God's Word. Let's find out what, you know, what the Word has to say. You know, so let's find that true peace. Well, that about wraps it up today, guys. Until next time.